This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Foot Health and News channels. You can find us and subscribe to our programming on iTunes, and now can be heard on TuneIn Radio as well. For your convenience. Today, we are speaking with Align Footwear co-founders Chris Buck and physical therapist Cheryl Costa. They've joined us today to discuss the Portland-based startup that is redefining the insole experience with their breakthrough insoles arch mobility. Cheryl and Chris, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, what inspired you to develop arch mobility insoles?
Well, I think to understand the inspiration for the insoles, I have to go back to my background. I trained at the University of Colorado, and while I was there, my main neurorehabilitation service was at Fitzsimmons Army Hospital during the Vietnam War. And there I worked mostly with amputees and head injuries, but saw a lot of gait. I worked a lot on gait and ambulation. And from there, I went to the University of California, San Diego, and I was the senior rehab PT there. And again, I worked on strokes, head injuries, a lot of orthopedic problems and amputees, and again, saw gait and really what happens to people with gait problems and how to manage them. From there, I went to back up to Oregon and started a private practice. And as I was beginning my private practice, I met a gentleman by the name of John Paul Nielsen and a woman by the name of Deanna Fish. And they were orthotists working on specifically the foot and ankle and how the foot and ankle works in relation to control of the foot and ankle, and we began lecturing nationally. They started a business called Oregon Orthotic Systems, and I was a physical therapist working with that. And we lectured all over the country for about 10 years, and that's when we coined the phrase triplanar control. From there, it was triplanar biomechanics and pathomechanics and really what happens when you have these problems. In my private clinic in Lake Oswego, I realized that the majority of the population has a problem with rotation, either pronation, mostly pronation, or overpronation, or supination. And so I began focusing on that in my clinic in Lake Oswego. And from there, I was inspired not only by the hundreds of patients that I worked with that were improved with the triplanar control, but also with the lack of understanding of biomechanics and pathomechanics in the medical community that led me to a point of frustration to begin utilizing this. I wanted to get it to the masses because I knew how well it worked.
Arch Mobility uses a unique technology called Align Triplanar Technology. Can you tell our listeners how this revolutionary design works?
Well, it's based on, as I said, the biomechanics and pathomechanics of the human foot, ankle, and up what we call the kinetic chain or the leg. It works by understanding how the specific bones in the foot move with these problems, and then utilizing the triplanar control or three points of control to help control and eliminate some of the problem. The control, the position of the foot and the base of support being the foot relates to the entire alignment of the what we call again the kinetic chain or the leg. So it works through the ankle, the knee, the hip, and even up into the spine.
Arch Mobility takes a different approach in preventing foot pain and fatigue. Does this new cutting edge insole help people of all ages?
Yes, it's good for athletes. It's good for elderly. It's good for children because what it's doing is bringing the foot back to a more neutral and normal position, which improves efficiency of movement and decreases joint wear and tear based on poor alignment.
today. We are with Align Footwear's co-founders Chris Buck and physical therapist Cheryl Costa here on eHealth Radio's Foot Health and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What makes Arch Mobility stand out from other insoles on the market today?
I think it's based on the fact that it works from a very scientific background, based on physics, based on alignment, based on human performance, and it's been a poorly understood combination putting those things together with the alignment of the foot, and I think that we do that.
There's not a lot of companies outside of ours that have the third-party verification. If you look at, you know, not only what Cheryl's done, but you have to look at the research that we put into this. You know, everything that we do goes through independent third-party lab, the same lab that Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and Runner's World, the specialist, Dr. Martin Shorten, has out of Portland, Oregon, called Biomechanica. And his all the studies regarding these insoles that we have coming out showed that we put your ankle in a more neutral position, 32%. We decrease pronation, 27%, and we increase neutral alignment of your tibia, 40%. Those numbers are huge. You have to look at, you know, the research that other companies have, and no one has the research that we put into this.
Now, you've received an incredible response from the medical community and consumers. What's next for Arch Mobility?
You know, we're looking at outside, you know, more outside of just insoles. We're looking at footwear. We're looking at sandals. We're looking at incorporating multiple different technologies to deliver an experience that people deserve. We have three new products coming out in June. One of them is a technology for cushioning that the military currently uses. It absorbs energy vertical and disperses horizontal. We have a high heel technology coming out that decreases peak pressure in your forefoot up to 30%, and we have a couple other technologies that we're releasing as well.
And the other thing that we're looking at with the triplanar control is we can reverse the triplanar control to really focus on supination of the foot, which is a very high arch, or the pronation. We've focused on the pronation or the internal rotation of the talus first, because 70 to 80% of the population has some of that problem. The supination can be an equally bad problem, but there's a far fewer number of people who actually have a supinated foot or a very high arch. But the other thing that we're doing is we're going to be reversing our 3.4 system with our triplanar control and having a supinated control orthotic device as well.
Well, certainly do appreciate the both of you joining us and getting us up to speed and letting us know what is available in all regards. Where can our listeners get more information on Arch Mobility?
You can go to our Facebook, which is Align Footwear, or you can also go online at alignfootwear.com.
And that's easy enough. Cheryl and Chris, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best. Certainly welcome you back for another update in the future.
Thank you.
Perfect. I appreciate your time.
You bet. We've been speaking with Align Footwear's co-founders, Chris Buck and physical therapist Cheryl Costa of the Portland-based startup that is redefining the insole experience with their breakthrough insoles, Arch Mobility. And once again, the website of reference is AlignFootwear.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Foot Health and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.